I go sleep. Give me the cue.
Hi, my name is Stephanie Kapfunde, and you're listening to the Voice Note Podcast.
Hello, everybody. My name is Vera, and you're listening to the Voice Note Podcast.
Yeah, yeah. It is your partner, Lee and Kay from New School. You're now listening to the Voice Note Podcast. Other people depending on me. You did not be
fucking with me. Hi, Africa. This is Dr. Lilo, and you're listening to the Voice Note Podcast. Tune in.
Welcome to episode 151 of the Voice Note Podcast, and I am your host, Nigel Ndlovu, aka the Media Mogul, aka I Do the Most, man. Yeah, we're still out here in Bulawayo doing the most, an African pop culture podcast. We deal with society and culture, and we interview some of the best in terms of arts, leadership, humanities, just anything about society and culture. Best believe you're gonna find it right here on the Voice Note Podcast. And this week, man, we've got a new segment on the Voice Note Podcast. It's called On the Come Up, and we've got an amazing musician all the way from the city of Kings, Kobulawayo. His name is Imran Park, and we had him right here on the Voice Note Podcast. This is his story and what he had to say to us.
Okay, thank you. Imran Park. Imran Park is a Zimbabwean artist. I'm a Zimbabwean artist based in Luveve, Kobulawayo. What inspired my name is way before I came to the industry, I used to listen to Tupac, and that inspired my name to be Imran Park. If I were to describe my sound, the sound that we do is Afropop. Umculo, Afropop, local Afropop. And I remember the first song that I recorded was titled Unganshi. Unganshi is a love song. It's number 2 from the album that we recorded, titled Local Buzz 808, which we dropped it. It was 2017. Yeah, that was our first album that I ever recorded. The song speaks about love, singing for a girl, fake promises like that. Okay. And as for Bulawayo Got Talent, Bulawayo Got Talent is a provisional talent show in which participants perform the arts of singing, dancing, lip singing, acting, martial arts, playing instruments, poetry, and many more activities to showcase skills and talent. Bulawayo Got Talent can be seen as a way to help boost the self-esteem, confidence, and assurance of the youth. Bulawayo is created with the hope to prevent youth from the possibilities of entering delinquency or lives of crime and enhance their talent. That's what I can say about Bulawayo Got Talent. It is a talent show. And as for the people, how they can sign in, people, they can come and register in Bulawayo Center, office number 47. And registration closes on 18 April, which is this month. We opened our registration, it was 10 March last month. Then we're closing it on 18 April, which is this month. Okay. They can come and sign at Bulawayo. They'll be assisted by the PGT team when they get to Bulawayo Center, office number 47. Okay, this year we are dropping a song. Actually, this month, 2024, this April, we're dropping a new song titled Emma Kokova. Emma Kokova is a song that speaks about the lives of Emma Kokova, how people operate in township, and etc. So the song is set to drop on the 26th of April this month. As for my dream collaboration, I've always dreamed to collaborate with that one essay artist and his name is Casper Nyoveste. Yeah, it's true. Yeah, the nigga inspires me a lot. It would be an honor to work with the with that guy. And for what I love about what I do exactly, every time I'm in the stage, it helps me, it motivates me. Like, also when I'm singing a song, like when people sing my song on the streets, it gives me that spirit that whatever I'm doing, I'm sure it one day is going to make, it's going to make sense. Because I always feel good when people see me on the stage, like when youth, they get excited when I'm on the stage, jumping, doing some things that we usually do. It gives me that spirit to keep pushing, to keep working, so we can change and build this city. Yeah, and as for my childhood memory, there's only one memory that I remember that I'll never forget, actually. And it was that first time when I entered the studio, my first time in the studio. Yeah, I remember I was 12 years old. Yeah, I couldn't do much, but for me it became I'm the one in the studio, Imran is in the studio. Oh, though the song never trended or did any, but it was it was good for me. It really motivated and made me an artist who I am today. As for the best advice that I ever received, was coming from my mom. She told me that whatever that you do in life, never stop. You can be either be a mechanic, you can be either be a musician, whatever you do, son, never stop, keep pushing. That's the best advice that I ever received in my life. For those who are listening to the podcast right now, I would love to give them an advisor, especially those ones who are young. There is always like a road at the end of the tunnel, a way at the end of the tunnel. For me, never stop. Whatever that you do in life, just never stop doing it, because it might sound like people might laugh at you when it's at the beginning. Like, we all know that at the beginning is always difficult, right? But when you don't stop doing what you love, it's all going to make sense one day. It's all going to make sense. People start clapping hands for you one day, trust me. And for the shout out that I can give the shout outs to my nigga YP, to my nigga Weezy, and to Sakina. That's the advice that I can give them, the shout out that I can give. And also to give shout out to the podcast, Nigel Love. Thank you for the podcast. And I hope everyone that is watching and listening to this podcast, they get inspired. Thank you. And I also give a shout out to my mom and my father. Thank you.
Yeah, man, that was Imran Park, a young rising musician on the come up, a new segment on the Voice Note podcast. I hope you enjoy it. I hope you got to learn a thing or two. Thank you for tuning in. Please do drop a review on Apple for the Voice Note podcast for us to stay on top, because we are on top and we are gonna stay on top. And don't forget to follow Imran Park on socials. Check him out on Facebook. Look for his music on YouTube. They show him love.